Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
And I must go straight to the lines as I'm joined now by Mary Lou McDonald, the leader of Sinn Féin. Mary Lou, good morning and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, PJ. Very good morning to you. I hope the sun is shining in Cork.
It is indeed. A very successful event on Friday, a very well-attended event on Friday. And just before I get into the nitty-gritty questions that we say, the women... I've been attracting more women into politics. You as a party have worked very hard at it in attracting more women into politics. Is it working for you?
Well, we have, and it has. We have now, I suppose, 35% of our TDs are women. Our front bench in the Dáil is 50-50. I have it gender balanced. 40% of the councillors elected in the north in the elections over the last weeks are women, and in fact 90% of the women candidates that we ran in those elections actually got elected. So we're conscious it's not just about putting women forward, it's about running women in winnable seats. More than 50% of our MLAs in the north elected to the assembly are women. So we've worked hard on it. But PJ, I'll be honest with you, we're not there yet. We still have much to do. And I think across the entire political system, it's important that representative democracy is actually representative, and that women are there, and young people and older people and people of colour and people from the travelling community. The more diversity we have when decisions are made and in our representative bodies, we know the better the quality of decision making and the more connected politics becomes and remains with people.
What if there was one thing to put your finger on, Mary Lou? What is off-putting for women looking at politics as a job option, as a career option?
I think there is still, I mean, people talk about, you know, cash, childcare, confidence, all of those things are factors. But for me, I think it's still... culturally, there is a feeling that somehow politics and power and all decision making are male, that it's still kind of a bastion where women and girls would say to themselves, is that really for me? Would I fit in? Is it really my thing? It's kind of that intangible piece. And I think that's what we need to overcome. They say, you know, that you can't, if you don't see it, you can't be it. So I'm very conscious as a woman who's in public life, as an activist, as a political leader, it's very important for those of us who live this life that we encourage other women. And I know that very often the conversation about women entering public life is framed in how challenging it is, sometimes the difficulties that can arise, you know, dealing with public criticism or controversy or some of the more toxic carry on social media. But I think it's important to say to women and to girls, this is a great life. And this it to be elected, to have the confidence and mandate of people is a huge privilege. It's also a very enjoyable, it's very rewarding. People are terrific. People are just absolutely brilliant. You see all the toxic stuff on social media, that does not represent who Irish people are or how they interact with you. So I think it's important that we talk positively about this life and about this experience, although it is challenging and it's, you know, you need your wits about you.
One of your most high-profile women in this part of the world, Mary Lou, Leonie Riada, has announced she won't stand in the next election. That's setback.
Right, yeah. Well, look, Leah is an absolutely outstanding person, an outstanding talent. She's run for election before. She did a great stint in the European Parliament. And she's just at a point in time and at a stage where she has decided that she wants to pursue something else. And that's OK, you know, PJ. I won't lie. I mean, I would have loved Leah to be on the ballot paper again. But she's
given
she's
your performance in the polls of late, Mary Lou, she'd have been hard to beat.
Yeah, and she's a real contender anyway, because she's a person with experience and very, very great ability. But look, she's made her decision. Leah is a friend, an incredible person. She's still a member of the party. She's still active with us, but she's pursuing another thing in her life, and you have to allow for that as well.
Might she have another tilt off the Oris in 2025, would you think?
Well, you wouldn't know. She hasn't said that to me, if that's how she's thinking. But sure, who's to say, PJ? Stranger things have happened.
Let's come to the events of the week. The tax, it seems to be fighting between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil on taxes. And Leo Varadkar saying he wants to cut tax for the squeezed middle. He used to call them the people who get up early in the morning. Mm. Now they're the squeezed middle people. I'm middling. Now, I don't think there's a person listening to me, Mary Lou, who earns middle income, who wouldn't say, yeah, actually, I could do with paying a little bit less tax.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase.
Well, look, I mean, I'm very conscious of that. Whatever way we describe them, people who are out working hard, doing their best, paying their taxes, and then scratching their heads and wondering, you know, what it's all about when, if they need a medical treatment, or if they're struggling to pay their rent and it keeps going up, or if they're trying to put a roof over their head, or their children or grandchildren are left with no opportunity to ever purchase their home. They wonder. I hear that frustration all of the time. But what I have heard from people very loudly and clearly is that whatever about getting a tax relief, and there's no doubt come the next budget, we'll all set out our stalls and there will be a tax relief. I think it has to be tax relief that's very fairly targeted, and that advantages the majority of workers that you've described. But realistically, most people will tell you, having 20 quid extra in your pocket does not compensate for rent that you simply can't afford, or an inability to get a secure roof over your head, or to get an assessment of needs.
And how would you tackle those problems?
Disabilities. Those issues are all about, well, investment in the first place, and we now know money is not the issue here. The issue here is planning.
We've no shortage of money. We've massive surpluses.
Oh, absolutely. So it's not money. So if money is not the issue, what is the issue? The issue is bad government, bad planning, the wrong strategies, and the wrong priorities.
Well, I'm reading a story in the paper this morning about a young, and I spoke to this young kid's mom a few weeks back about, and there's the examiner, it's the case of Leah Ford. The HSE says contact the Department of Health. The Department of Education says contact the HSE and the Department of Health. They're all pushing it around the table. Four or five government departments and the HSE pushing a problem around the table. Now, do you have someone on your team who can walk in to any one of these departments and say, stop it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it shouldn't even take someone. I mean, we're currently in opposition, I hope. after the next election, that the people will give us the opportunity to be on the far side of the House. But for now, I mean, to me, that is just one example, and I could cite many, many other examples of just absolute crazy, where people are given the runaround, where children are given the runaround, children who need services and support now and don't need bureaucracy playing games, sometimes ignoring them or passing them from Billy to Jack, as the saying goes. So that for me is a question of the system lacking leadership, having lost its way. And somebody now needs to intervene, whoever it is from the government team, on behalf of Leah and all of the other children in this mess, and put a stop to it and simply get some rhyme or reason there. I mean, to give you another example, and you'll be aware of this, I've lost count of the number of families who will tell you that they can't get an assessment. They're waiting and waiting. Mm-hmm. They go privately. They fork out the money. They can't really afford it, or other services for their child or young person that they need. They're not getting any support from the state. The state says, well, we're resource poor. We can't recruit because they haven't done the workforce planning correctly. And yes, they won't, as an interim measure, actually support families and recognise the state is failing in its inability to support you. So at least we will support you if you are forced to go and seek out these services.
What people are asking is if we didn't have, if it was a question of not having the money, people might understand. But we do have the money and plenty of it. On another thing there, I saw the video at the weekend of Thomas Gould, who faced down by some very nasty protesters at a train station. Yeah. He's getting a lot of credit for it. But these small bands of very loud, aggressive protesters, they're gaining some traction, Mary Lou. Do you think that they could do damage to people at the polls come election time?
No, I don't. And I think it is really, really important to distinguish between the very, very small number of people, the likes of whom attacked Tommy at the train station, and wider public opinion. And we saw at the weekend that wider public opinion, and I wasn't surprised, is alarmed and concerned at the lack of government competence in dealing with refugees and people coming here seeking safe haven. And nobody should be surprised at that, because it has been organized chaos from start to finish. But that does not mean, I am sure, that people support the likes of that kind of very abusive, very aggressive, in some cases, very physically confrontational.
It's a very loud cohort. There is a fear that it is growing.
But they're small.
There's a fear that it is growing, you see.
Well, I would not be so fearful of that. I have great faith in people's common sense, and above all else, in people's decency. And I think decent, reasonable people understand that if they are concerned, if they are angry with the fact that people come into our shores fleeing war and persecution, coming here seeking international protection, if their view is that the government is not managing or handling that correctly, well, then they vent their anger at the government, not at vulnerable individuals. I think all of Irish people are decent, so we know to channel that anger in the right direction. There are some, you're right, PJ, who will try and take advantage of this, who will see some kind of political platform in it. I don't believe there is. I believe that they will fail. And above all else, I think this is a real wake-up call for the government just to be more organised. We said to them months and months ago, I appealed to trust communities. If you are introducing new people into communities, whether they're small communities in city settings or in
Do you believe towns, communities should be told?
Go and talk to people.
Do you believe communities? You know,
absolutely.
That's the one complaint we have, is so the old convent down the road or the old apartment block down the road, that there are people coming in there nobody knew except maybe the owner of the complex. Do you think that communities should have a right to know a couple of weeks out?
Of course they should. And let me tell you, when people know, and when you respect people and give them credit for being mature, thoughtful people who care about their community, and you have the conversation, and people have an opportunity to ask their questions, to raise their concerns. What you will find, I can guarantee you, is that there will be very reasonable concerns. The suitability of the building, is it fire safe? Will people be okay there? What kind of supports and services will be there for people? And what are they going to do all day? What further supports will be brought into the community so people can be cared for and access medical care and so on, particularly in communities where resources are tight? If you go and have the conversation, then you open up that space. If you don't have the conversation, then we've seen the consequences of that. People are really vulnerable then to getting the wrong end of the stick.
You create an opening for the kind of protests
and of course that we have seen. And exactly, PJ. So I think it's only a matter of actually having respect and trusting people, and operating on the basis of common sense and common courtesy as well.
Lastly, and it's the first opportunity that I've had to talk to you since the court case, as it were, Mary Lou, do you think that come the next election, local European or indeed general election when it comes, do you think that the ghost of a certain Jonathan Dowdall might come back to bite you?
I don't. And I have to say that the actions of Jonathan Dowdall, there's one person accountable for that, and that is him. And he's been brought before the courts and he's faced his reckoning. And that is as it should be.
Has you any idea of the murky contacts he had when he was a member of your party?
Jeepers. God almighty, no. I mean, I can assure you, had I known, he wouldn't have been in the party. He wouldn't have been anywhere near me. And he most certainly would not have been running for public office. I mean, it seems to me that that's an obvious thing. Who in the name of goodness would run somebody who it would turn out was capable of such criminal actions and run them for election? I mean, God, that would be unthinkable. But it goes to show you that you can be caught by surprise. The important thing is that that in the end, the system does its job, and where somebody has committed an offence, that they're brought to book and they face the full consequences of their actions.
All right. We'll talk again, no doubt, very soon. That's the leader of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou McDonald. Thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.